I'm tall.
我是长得蛮高的。
Just to get two questions out of the way.
And 我可能你可能问我两个问题，所以我就先回答。
I'm 6'9", and yes, I do play basketball.
And 我6尺9寸高，我也曾经打过篮球。
So it's a privilege to be here.
And 很高兴能够来到这里。
I liked your Pastor Joe from the moment I met him.
And 我第一次碰到孙牧师的时候，我就已经很喜欢他了。
And then as we were putting together this conference, this seminar,
and 我们在把这个特会在我们在筹备这个特会的时候
，I came out and visited the church, and he told me your story about how you got here and into this beautiful property.
And 那我那时候呢就过来我们来到这个拜访这个教会那我们就有提到我们这个方舟基金教会怎么样来到我们现在这个产业
And then I liked him even more.
And 我听到的时候我就更兴奋了我就 更喜欢这个教会
And I liked all of you.
And 因为这样我也很喜欢你们
And I'm very very encouraged.
And 我真的很感到很兴奋
Because it is God's time for the Bay Area.
And 我相信呢，这个是这个 Bay Area 现在就是神的时刻来到了。
Yeah, Jesus is going to show up in the Bay Area.
And 耶稣呢就会来在降临湾区。
And our job is to prepare the way.
那我们的工作呢，就是要帮耶稣来预备这个地方。
One of the first things I wanted to do today.
那我们今天要做先做一件事情。
Is kind of overview of what we've got going for the next.Few days.
那我就先来看看，我们就先来看看我们大约的来讲，我们这今天下午要看做什么。
Your pastor already did a very good job, so I'll just kind of add to that.
And 孙牧师，你刚刚已经提到了，所以我就会再更多的来提到这些。
So most of you were here last night, right?
大部分人你们昨天晚上都有来吧。
Is anybody who wasn't here last night?
有昨天晚上没有来吗
？Oh, confession time. Not here. Anybody who wasn't here? Okay.
昨天
they recorded it. You need to hear that message from last night. It was a prophetic message for you all right now.
那如果你昨天晚上没有听到的时候呢？那你应该要去我们有录影，所以你应该要去听。
About Gideon.
And 这个是基甸的一个故事。
And about how you embrace your own identity.
And 呢，就是来刚刚你怎么样看重你自己。
And then I'm going to talk today. I have a session, and then Dave Thompson after me.
And 我会有一个会有一堂课。那待会 Dave 会有另外一堂课。
And these are foundational. We're going to lay the foundation for transformation.
And 这个我们就会把这些转化的基本呢，我们就会来叙述。
Harvest Evangelism now called Transform Our World.
And Harvest Evangelism 现在这个丰收布道团呢，现在就是已经是要转化世界。
We've been based here in the Bay Area for 35 years. Hallelujah.
然后我们在湾区呢已经有35年了。
And our founder, Dr. Ed Silvoso.
And 我们的创办人 Ed Silvoso
is from Argentina.
他是阿根廷人。
One of the key leaders of the tremendous revival that happened down there, that's happening down there.
那在阿根廷大复兴的时候呢，他也在那边，他是一个很重要的一个人。
Based out of here, our ministry has grown, and we're all over. I think on all six of the continents. We're still breaking into Antarctica, but the other ones are open.
那我们在这边呢，我们在世界的六大洲呢，都有我们的足迹。
And in hundreds of cities.
那我们呢有数百个城市呢，我们也有在工作。
And seeing incredible transformation happening, as Joe was sharing you with you.
And 我们看到很多城市已经在转化了。
And you know, God's a very diverse God.
那神呢是很多样化的神。
And transformation, the way it manifests, is very diverse.
And 转化这项工作呢，也是很多样性的。
You know, I mean, God likes diversity. Look at, we're brothers, but you know, diverse.
我们呢，就像这样，我们这样是不一样的。
We're all different, amen.
我们每一个人都不一样。
But what we've found in all the different places where transformation is manifesting in very diverse ways.
那我们发现呢，在不转化呢，不管在什么地方，都有很多不同的方法。
Is that there's universal.Principles that are the foundation for all of them.
但是呢，有一些原则呢是共通的。
And it's really not that complicated.
那这些原则呢，并不复杂。
In fact, we miss it because we want to make it more complicated.
那有时候呢，我们会想把这些事情搞得更复杂。其实呢，因为这样子，我们反而没有看到这些共通的原则。
So transformation is like a river.
And 转化呢，好像是一条河流。
And the difference between a lake or a swamp and a river is banks.
And 那这个河流呢？跟湖泊不一样的地方，那就是在河岸上。
So these underlying principles that we're going to talk on, we call them the banks of the river.
那我们刚刚待会要讲的这些原则呢，就好像一条河的河岸。
And on one hand, you have the five pivotal paradigms.
在河的左这一岸呢，是五个特别的转化的思维模式。
And that's what I'm going to share on.
And 这就是我待会要讲的。
That's one of the banks of the river.
那就是河的一岸。
And it's really about understanding in a much deeper way the Great Commission.
那这个就是我们大使命呢，就是我们要来更深入的来了解大使命。
And really looking at it through the lens of the scriptures rather than our traditions. We've got to get out of the way that we've seen it before to see it the way it was presented originally.
那我们呢要用那个更新的角度来看这个大使命呢，是用圣经原来的想要让我们知道的方法来看。
So I'm going to talk about that, and then afterwards Dave is going to talk about the other bank of the river, which is a lifestyle of prayer evangelism.
那待会呢第二堂课呢Dave 就会谈到这个河岸的另外一边，那这个呢，就是我们的祷告宣教。
We have thought of prayer and evangelism as two different things.
And 这个祷告呢，跟宣教是两个不同的事情。
And then we think, okay, it's important to pray so that I can evangelize.
那很重要的是你要先祷告，你才能够宣教。
But get ready and fasten your seatbelts.
所以呢，就准备好了，系上你的安全带。
Because Dave Thompson is going to blow your minds.
哎呀，那 Dave 呢？今天呢，会让你用全新的、没有看过的角度来。
And open up the scriptures and show you that prayer is evangelism.
对，所以呢，待会会教导你们呢。
And that, when we do it God's way,
那我们遵循神的方法,
we can change the spiritual climate.
那我们呢就能够来改变属灵的空气。
And so these are the foundational things that we'll lay right this afternoon.
所以呢我们待会就会用这些东西呢是很基本的原则。
And then if you like Dave and I,
如果你喜欢Dave 跟我的
Well, I know, already know you like Dave. Hopefully you like me. Okay.
我已经知道你很喜欢 Dave 的，所以
You're gonna really love Benji and Jessica McNaughton.
And 如果你们喜欢我们两位的话呢，今天晚上你们会更喜欢。
Oh, another bit about myself. This is what I like Joe as well.
And 我还有一个事情呢，关于我的。
I have a wife. I've been married for 19 years, going on 20.
And 我已经结婚19年了。
I actually met her in Portugal. She's Portuguese.
她是在葡萄牙认识她的。
I was playing basketball there, and she was dancing, and we got together and got married and moved over here.
所以我在那边打篮球，那她在那边呢是舞者。
We have four children.
我们有四个小孩。
Two girls and two boys. A 16-year-old is the oldest daughter. Then15-year-old boy, 13-year-old boy, and you met my youngest daughter, Maddie. She's not here. She was sitting there last night. She's not there now. She's at home right now. She's 10 years old.
16, 15, 13, 13, and 9. And 9岁.
Yeah, okay. And we homeschool them.
And 我也是在家教育.
I understand that there's a lot of people who homeschool in here.
那我知道呢，在这个教会有很多的家庭在。
You guys are revolutionary.
哇，你们真的是。
You're on the cutting edge.
那你们呢，这是在走在时代的前端。
So Benji and Jessica are going to minister about how to be a transformational family.
And Jessica 跟那个 Jessica 呢，他们就会来跟你们讲说，怎么样来做一个转化的家庭。
And how to raise transformational kids.
And 那怎么样来扶持我们的栽培我们下一代能做转化的工作
Oh, I tell you, come with expectancy tonight and tomorrow morning.
那所以呢你们要用期待的心过来
God wants to pour out His Spirit and turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers so that we can see a revival. Amen?
我们神的心就是把父亲的心转向儿女儿女的心转向父亲我们这样就会有复兴来到
And then tomorrow afternoon, we want to get very, very practical and say, okay, if you guys like this, these are the principles, but how can we, in a very practical way, go out and do it? And Dave's going to talk about how to become a transformational church.
Okay, 那明天呢，我们会谈到说，我们除了这些原则之外呢，我们要会有很实际的例子来讲怎么样来做一个转化的教会。
And then I'm going to follow that. You can't be a transformational church. You can't be a transformational person. You can't be a transformational family if you don't have the Holy Spirit.
但是我想讲到是说呢，如果你没有圣灵的话呢，你想要作为一个转化的个人、家庭、教会，这是做不到的。
And but we're hoping that Sunday we don't end this conference.
但是我希望呢，在礼拜天的时候呢，不是这一个特会的结束。
Our desire is that this is just the beginning.
哎，我们希望呢，就是说这个借由这个机会，只不过是一个开始。
As I said, 35 years.
那我就想说，我们这个机构在湾区已经35年了。
We've been planted right here in Silicon Valley.
哎，我们已经在矽谷已经有35年了。
This is my 20th year that I've been here.
哎，今年是我第20年在湾区。
And we're seeing incredible transformation all over the world.
And 我们在世界上各地看到都是令人难以相信的一些转化的实例。
But then as we come back into the Bay Area,
但是呢，我们回到湾区的时候呢，
there's this tremendous pain, Lord, when are you going to do it in the Bay Area?
但是我们就很心痛说，神啊，你什么时候来转化这个湾区？
And I want to tell you that now is God's time for the Bay Area.
那我现在告诉你们的话，现在就是神的时刻，为了湾区的开始。
And he's called us to prepare the way. Jesus wants to show up.
And 让我们现在呢，神就要我们来兴起，来为他准备。
He's called me, Ted Haas.
And 他是来叫我 Ted Haas.
And Sandra and our family.
And Sandra 跟我们的家庭
to prepare the way,
来为他来预备道路。
He's called Dave and Sue Thompson,
and 他也呼召 Dave 跟 Sue Thompson,
Benji and Jessica and the McNaughtons,
and Benji 跟 Jessica,
Ed and Ruth Silvoso and all the Silvosos,
and Ed Silvoso 跟他的家庭
to prepare the way.
And 我们一起来预备来道路。
But he's also prepared, he's also called Pastor Joe Sun.
但是呢他也预备孙牧师。
And each of you in the Ark Baptist Church.
And 你们在方舟基督教会的每一个会员。
To prepare the way.
来为神预备道路。
For Jesus to show up.
And 因为耶稣就快来到了。
Amen.
Amen.
In light of that, Pastor Joe asked me also to share about some of the resources.
And 我们呢，孙牧师呢，要我来跟你们讲说有什么样的资源。
So what we're presenting here is just a little beginning. It's a sample, okay?
那我们在我现在要跟你们分享的就是只是一些
there's much more.
只有其中的一些资源。
And Ed Silvoso has written many books.
And Ed Silvoso 写了很多书。
Best-selling books.They're available. I have one copy of each that I brought today, so you guys can all mob Pastor Joe and to who gets them. Okay.
Yeah, but 我今天只带了一本了。
But they're available on our website and on Amazon, and hopefully maybe tonight or tomorrow we can get a few more here.
And 那但是呢，在我们的网站或者在 Amazon 都可以买。
I know if you're homeschoolers, you love books, right?
如果你们是在家教育的话，你会应该很喜欢书。
The first book he wrote is that none should perish.
And 第一本书呢，就是说，并不是每一个人的。
And this tells the story about how a few young missionaries, Dave Thompson was among them, went down to a city in Argentina and transformed it.
那讲述呢，就是有一些宣教士到了阿根廷呢，让这个阿根廷整个大复兴也转化了。
This book is very foundational because everything we're talking about, we didn't fully understand it, but we experienced it here.
但是这本书很重要，是因为我们不只是讲我们所传的。
Ed talks about a basketball team that went down and was part of that.
Okay, 那个Ed 有讲到说有一些篮球队在那本书里面。
In 1990, I was on that basketball team and went down to Argentina and it changed my life.
And 1990年的时候呢，我就在那个篮球队里面呢，那一次的经历呢，改变了我的一生。
The second book he wrote is Prayer Evangelism.
And 第二本书呢，就是 祷告宣教。
Dave Thompson's going to talk about this in the next session.
待会儿呢，在第二堂的时候，
然后you're going to want to buy this after you hear him speak. Hallelujah.
你可能会想考虑买这本书。
And then he, the next book is Anointed for Business.
And 第三本书呢是职场恩膏。
How many in here are in full-time ministry?
那你们是哪些人是全时间传道的？
Dave, did you get fired? Are you in full-time ministry? Alright. So the rest of you are in full-time ministry, but in marketplace ministry. So if you're in marketplace ministry, raise your hand.
Okay.
You're in a business in some place. How many of you own your own businesses?
那有些人呢是有些、
okay.
谁有自己的
So you either own your own business or you're employed in some way.
不管你是自己有拥有自己的生
意 or maybe you're retired.
职场或者是呢你甚至退休了。
So here Ed talks about the anointing to be a minister in the marketplace.
那Ed 在这边就是说来讲你在职场上要有恩膏能够来做在职场的宣教士。
And、for those of you who are in full-time ministry, you, well, if you've already read this, right?Oh, you've got to read it. Have you read this yet? Do you have it? Now you do. Okay, this is a special gift for you. I'm going to lay it here so you can... This, if you're in full-time ministry, you've got to read this because this will help you empower your people. And if you're not in full-time ministry, well, if you're not in pulpit ministry, you're in full-time ministry, your labor is worship...And you've got to read this book because it is going to fire you up to take the kingdom of God to the marketplace Monday through Saturday.
And 如果说呢，你虽然不是全时间的服侍呢，但是如果你是在职场呢，你也是在职场服侍的每一个人的宣教士。所以呢，你们要读这本书，让你有在职场上能够来服侍主。
Then Ed's book on women, God's secret weapon.
And 还有另外一本书呢，就是女人是神的秘密武器。
The fall of, in the garden,
and 在伊甸园呢
the enemy put a division between man and woman.
恶者呢就把男人跟女人分解开。
And if we can understand how to reverse that,
and 如果我们呢知道要怎么样来把这件事情呢转过来呢
tremendous power will be released.
And 那很大的力量就会来到
for transformation to come to our communities.
And 这股力量也是让我们在这个转化当中可
以用到的。So if you're a woman or you know a woman,
and 如果说呢，
you need to read this book.
你是个、
okay.
姐妹的话呢，你应该来读这本书。
And then I'm going to speak today about transformation. This covers the five pivotal paradigms on nation transformation.
And 那我今天呢就会讲到这五个转化的思想思维。
And then his latest book is Ecclesia.
And 这个最后一本书呢是一个 Ecclesia 是一个希腊的字。
When we understand what the original church was really meant to be.
And 这个就讲到说一开始当初的教会。
It was never designed to be an institution, but a movement.
And 那当初的教会呢，不是一个机构，而是一个运动。
So those are the resources we have.
And 这就是我们一些的资源。
And as I said, they're available online. You can get them at our website, and hopefully we'll have more maybe tonight or tomorrow that you can purchase. Amen.
你们可以在网上订购，或者是我们今天晚上，或者今天晚上或明天，可能会多带一些过来。
All right, so now I want to go into my message today, and in as a way of introduction, first of all.
And 我们就来开始今天的课程。
The biggest outcome that I want you to receive out of this time.
And 我希望呢，你们最能够得到的最大的东西就是
is to understand that God has called you.
就是来了解到神正在呼召你
to be a world changer.
那正在呼召你做什么？是做一个转化世界的人。
God, I believe God wants to do something incredible right here in the Bay Area.
我相信呢，神要在湾区那边做一个奇妙的工。
That's what the gospel is all about.
那这个呢，也就是福音。
And as I was saying, the word about Gideon that was shared last night, I believe that is a timely message for this congregation.
And 我们昨天晚上讲到基甸呢，是一个很合适的一个信息。
Gideon, what was he doing? He was hiding out in a wine press.
And 昨天我们提到了基甸就在酒糟里面来躲藏。
And threshing wheat.
And 他就是在打这个麦子。
He was just trying to survive.
只是想要存活而已。
And how did he see himself?
那他对他自己的感觉是什么呢？
The Midianites are in control. There's nothing we can do, but maybe I can survive.
那敌人都呢，现在呢，都已经管了这个所有的地方呢，我只是想要存活而已。
Somehow he managed to plant some wheat, harvest some wheat, and bring it into a wine press.
不过，所以他可能呢是。种了一些麦子，或者是不管怎么样，就带了一些麦子来到这个酒槽。
I think that's pretty clever, though. You know.
And 不管怎么样，我们觉得他还蛮聪明的。
If you can't thresh wheat out in the open because the bullies beat up on you, go do it in secret.
And 如果说呢，他在大庭广众下砸麦子呢，那些敌人就会来，所以他就在这个秘密的做。
But the angel of the Lord showed up, and what did he say?
但是神的使者跟他讲什么呢？
He called him a mighty warrior.
神呢说你是大能的勇士。
And he said, "Go in this your strength."
就是去做，因为用你的力量。
Gideon was feeling like a coward.
但是呢，那个基甸呢很害怕。
He was just the least of his tribe. He's like, "Oh, how can I conquer these people? I'm just trying to survive."
那我是最微小的，我怎么可能来打败敌人呢？我只是想要存活而已。
Do any of you feel like that?
那你们有没有这样想
的？ We're just surviving.
那你们有没有
just trying to get by?
我只是想要存活。
Hey, it's hard to survive in the Bay Area.
那在其实，在这个湾区是蛮难过活的。
It's hard to be a Christian here.
And 在湾区也很难是一个基督徒。
I mean, you know, everybody's you know so secular, so humanistic. They don't like Christians here.
And 你的周围呢，都充满了人文主义。
It's hard to get by.
And 在这边实在很难做基督徒。
You have to work, work, work.
你要常常一直工作，工作。
And at the end of the day, you know, I mean, the cost of living is tough here.
And 在最后这边的物价啊，生活物价很高。
But never, never underestimate the power of survival.
但是呢，不要小看呢这个存活的力量。
See, the Lord had seen something in Gideon.
And 因为呢，神在基甸身上看到一些东西。
The Midianites are all over.
那敌人都在外面。
And they're oppressing the people.
那他们就在欺压这些以色列人。
But you're clever.
但是呢，也很聪明。
He had able to plant a harvest.
And 基甸呢，可以有办法来
grow a harvest.
种一些麦子，然后来拿一些
harvest it.
And 来收成。
And now he was threshing the wheat.
那他现在正在打麦子。
And the Lord said, "These same skills that have allowed you to survive."
那神就说呢，这些你能存活的技能。
When I anoint you,
and 我就会来使用你。
So you've learned guerrilla warfare.
因为呢，你知道怎么样来做一个野战。
When I anoint you,
and 我会来恩膏你。
You are going to be able to cast these people out of the land.
你就能够把这些敌人赶出去。
Amen.
Amen.
Can you receive it?
你有收到吗？
See, when I met with Pastor Joe.
我刚刚在跟孙牧师见面的时候。
And he told me this incredible story about how you guys got here.
那他跟我分享说，那我们怎么样到这个产业来的？
Your congregation, is it much bigger? I mean, much bigger than this?
And 我们的。
Okay, let's imagine your congregation is this place full.
Okay. 我们先来想象，就是说，如果说我们会众就全部坐满了。
You don't have any, you know, multi-billionaires who are, you know, forking down for you to buy this property here.
那我们会众们并没有一些亿万富翁。
But you guys own this place, right?
但是呢，我们那是教会的实上这是拥有这一块。
Nobody's going to cast you out.
And 没有人能够把你们赶出去。
That's a miracle, right?
那这个呢，光这个就是个神迹。
It's not just one miracle; it's a series of miracles.
不只是一个神迹，是很多个神迹加在一起。
He told me the whole miracle after miracle story.
And 他就跟我讲说，这些神迹这些神迹奇事。
And I imagine you guys were just trying to survive.
那时候我在想说，你们可能那时候只是想要存活。
And but the Lord has trained you and taught you how to pray at a whole new level.
但是呢，神就利用这个机会来教导我们怎么样来祷告。
And in the same way that the Lord told Gideon.
那个呢，就是同样的方法呢，神就来跟基甸来说。
He said, "Go in this your strength."
And 他就说，你出去用你的自己的力量。
You see, God saw something in Gideon that Gideon didn't see.
神呢在基甸身上看到了呢，基甸本身自己都没看到。
I'm just surviving.
基甸就想说，我只是想要存活。
I'm not this great powerful person.
我并没有很有能力。
And God saying, No, you are.
但是呢，神说不，你很有能力。
I see something in you.
神说我在你身上看到一些东西。
Plus, I changed the equation.
而且呢，我已经把一些事情要改变了。
When I show up, everything changes.
神说呢，我来到的时候呢，很多事情都要改变。
Go and miss your strength.
你就去用你的力量。
Because I am with you.
因为我与你同在。
It's God's time for the Bay Area.
现在呢，就是神的时刻来临在在湾区。
And it's God's time for Ark Baptist Church.
这也是神的时间呢，在方舟浸信教会。
Amen.
Amen.
Who believes that?
有谁相信吗？
Oh, who's starting to believe that?
有谁开始相信？
So I wanted to tell you a story. Dave touched on this yesterday.
我要跟你讲一个故事。那昨天 Dave 有提到
about a man named Brian Burton.
有一个人呢，他叫 Brian Burton.
Brian Burton is the leader in Thailand.
Brian 呢是在泰国的一个牧师。
But Brian Burton is English.
他是英国人。
And he didn't grow up learning the language you need to learn if you're going to plant a church in Thailand.
因为他在英国长大呢，所以他不懂得泰语。
And you know, this isn't like English and German. I mean, if you got to go to Asia, that's a hard, it's all those languages, they're hard to learn.
这不是英文转到德文。
I think that's my theory as to why you all are so smart.
我就不晓得你为什么没人这么聪明。
You grow up learning those very difficult languages.
你们每一个人呢，都是用都有亚洲语言的背景。
Brian and his wife Margaret were missionaries for 20 years in Thailand.
And Brian 跟他的太太 Margaret 呢，在泰国有20年的拓荒时间。
And in 2008,
在2008年
they had a congregation of 42 members.
And 他们会众只有42个人。
Because as Dave said, Thailand is 95% Buddhist and it's 4% Muslim.
就说应该泰国人有95个percent 呢是佛教徒，那4% 是回教徒。
Christians are a fraction of 1%.
基督徒呢是不到1%.
Now, Brian didn't have a congregation of 42 members, and that was actually kind of big for a church in Thailand at the time.
一个会众有42个人的教会呢，其实在那种情况已经算是大的了。
But he didn't have a church, you know, it wasn't because he'd done everything wrong.
并不是他做错什么东西。
In fact, he had been doing things right.
实际上呢，他做了很多事情都是对的。
He loved the Thai people.
他很热爱泰国人。
He was a good missionary, cross-cultural.
他是一个也很好的宣教士。
He was pouring his life out.
他把他所有的生命都献上在泰国这块土地。
But,At the end of 20 years, he had 42 members to show for his work.
但是呢，经过了20年呢，他的会众只有42个人。
And that was when he went down to Argentina to our global conference.
那时候呢，他就去了阿根廷，到了我们的这个转化特会。
This was in 2008, the same conference that your pastor went to. This is now in the Bay Area.
那个时候呢 ,2008 年，那就是我们在同一个特会里面呢，我们去年孙牧师到了那个特会。
And he was exposed to the same things that your pastor was exposed to.
Pastor Brian 呢也是学习到同样的东西。
And it transformed his life.
那就改变了他的生命。
It's like, this is what I've been waiting for.
那他就说这就是我想要看到的。
I knew we were called to disciple nations.
我知道我要来使万民做我的门徒。
But I didn't have the blueprint.
但是我不知道蓝图在哪里。
And now you've given me the blueprint.
那你现在已经把蓝图给我了。
And I was all alone.
我那一开始呢只是孤独的一个人。
The Lord had put this passion on my heart.
但是呢，神已经把这些热情放。
Nobody else understood me.
但是没有人了解我。
I thought I was crazy.
我以为我是一个神经病。
Now I know that if I am crazy, at least I have friends.
现在我知道说，最起码我有一些跟我一样发神经的朋友们。
So now, at the end of the conference.
所以呢，在那个特会之后。
He's talking to Dr. Ed Silvoso.
他就跟Dr. Ed Silvoso 来讨论。
Who's now adopted him.
那他就来收养他这样。
So now he sees him, okay, you're my spiritual father.
当时他就好像把这个是说你是我属灵的父亲。
Tell me what to do.
跟我讲我要怎么做。
What do I do when I go back?
我回去泰国的时候我要怎么做。
And so Ed says, I want you to go back and I want you to impart to the people what you've received.
就跟他说你在这边所学到的你就来教导那些泰国人。
He says, oh, okay, that sounds good. Where do I start?
他说好那但是我要怎么样开始呢?
And he says, well, start with transformation.
他就说我要开始从转化开始。
He says, oh, okay, the five pivotal paradigms.
他就说好五个很关键的思维模式。
So I'll preach five messages, one on each of the five paradigms.
我就开始了，就有五个讯息，那每一个讯息呢，就是一个思维模式。
And it says, no, 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 no.
说的不是的。
Not that way.
不是这样子的。
You go and you impart to your people.
那你就去的时候呢，把你的这些呢，能够来教导他们。
You preach, you teach, and you demonstrate.
那不管你不只教导他们，你也要来，要让他们显现，然后跟他们来看，看着他们的眼睛。
And you keep doing that until they've received what you've received.
你就一直做，一直做，最后呢，他们就可能学到。
So it may be five messages or it may be 50 messages.
可能呢是有五个讯息，可能要50个讯息。
Okay, okay, I get it.
And那Brian说，我了解了。
Because you see, transformation has to start personally.
你要知道，这个转化呢，是从个人开始。
We have to experience something.
我们必须要每一个人都感受到一些东西。
That when I'm telling you that God is going to show up, that Jesus wants to show up in the Bay Area.
那如果我跟你讲说，耶稣就要在湾区显现的时候。
It's one thing for me to say it if Dave Thompson told me that.
如果说我是说那 Dave Thompson 跟我说的呢，是一回事。
Or if Dr. Ed Savoso has told me that.
或者呢 Dr. Ed Savoso 跟我讲的。
It's a whole different thing when I have seen it, when the Lord has shown it to me.
但是呢，如果真的亲眼看到神呢，那就是另外一回事了。
When you have seen, when you've had an encounter with God that transforms you.
如果说你遇见神的时候呢，他就会来转化。When
you see His holiness,
那你看到他的圣洁。When
you see His love and His compassion,
你看到他的爱，你看到他的一些热情。It
changes you.
那就会来改变你。It's
not just a vision that you own or that you like.
这不是你自己所看到的一些看见。When
the Lord really speaks to you,
那如果神真正来亲自对你说话的时候，The
vision owns you.
那你的看见呢，就可以来。
See, transformation has to start personally.
那这样转化呢，必须要是个人的。
Is your walk, unless your walk is intimate and close with the Lord,
除非你跟神很靠近的一起走在一起,
then it's just religion. You don't have anything to offer.
那个只不过是宗教而已。
And then it's got to manifest in your family, in your marriage, and with your children.
那不只是你个人，你要开始到这些呢，也必须要在你的家庭里面，这你的亲子关系，你的夫妻关系。And
I tell you, when your children start getting more on fire than you are,
如果说呢，你现在你的小朋友呢，能够来更热情的话，
then you know it's the real deal.
那你就知道这是真实的了。And
from there, it goes out into your sphere of influence.
那从那边呢，就开始来你的社交的这些可以影响到的。
So this is what Pastor Brian Burton understood and came back to Thailand.
这就是呢，Brian牧师呢，他了解，那就把他带回到泰国。
And he began to minister this to his congregation.
那他就开始用这来教导他的会众。
And as Dave was sharing yesterday,
就像Dave昨天晚上讲的。
The whole thing just began to explode.
那这个整个这件事情呢，就越滚越大了。
Juan LaPaul, the ice cream lady.
那从一个卖冰淇淋的女犯身上。
She had been in his church for 10 years.
她呢，已经在教会里面有10年了。
She had gotten saved. She was a spiritist who was dying of cancer.
她那时候呢，就患了癌症，就快死掉了。
She reached out to the church because she'd prayed to her gods and her gods hadn't answered and she was dying of cancer.
她那时候呢，她对着她原来的神祷告，但是呢，她原来神没有回答，所以她就到了教会。
Brian shows up and sees her and he says, I don't know why I said this, but what I said was, silver and gold I do not have, but in the name of Jesus, stand up and walk.
And, 保尔牧师就说金银我都没有但是奉耶稣的名你就来起来行走但是我不知道为什么要这样跟你讲。
And she was miraculously healed. Hallelujah.
And 她就当时就得到医治了。
And she was a born evangelist.
那她呢就要开始来积极来宣扬。
She shared her story with everyone.
And 她就把她的故事呢跟很多人分享。
But this is Thailand.
但是呢这个是泰国。
And do you know how many people she led to the Lord after 10 years?
你知道吗她在这个十年之后呢到底有多少人能够来归主呢
No one, zero.
十年之后呢，他还是没有带任何人信主。
But now Brian tells her about transformation.
And 但是呢，Pastor Brian 跟他讲转化的一些原则。
About changing the spiritual climate.
And 那个把跟人家讲说这些来属灵的空气来
改变。About prayer evangelism.
那跟他讲说你要怎么样来宣教。
And I describe it as it's like everything was there, but it just needed that last quarter turn for the circuits to connect and everything to begin firing.
就好像这个到最后只剩下四分之一转一转了以后呢所有的动机就开始来动。
And she just was let loose.
And 那她就开始出去做了。
Within 3 months, she'd led 300 people to the Lord.
And 在三个月以内呢她就带领了300人信主。
Dave told about how she led the provincial mayor to the Lord.
And, Dave 昨天晚上呢跟他讲说来解释说、这个、
He returns $1 million bribe.
这个市长呢也信主了而且
They put it into a fund to help the poor in their city.
而且呢不收这个100万的贿赂而且把这个东西来放在一个基金。
About 3 or 4 years after that, the last I'd heard, that fund had grown to $7 million of return bribes.
And 这一百万的基金三四年以后变成700万。
This is in Thailand.
这个是在泰国。
She's led thousands of people to the Lord.
那从那时候呢她带领了上千人信主。
And it's not just her.
And 不只是她哦。
His whole congregation.
她这个所有的会众。
Brian said he was on a mission trip, on a ministry trip with us.
And, Brian 就说我们是在
He comes back.
And 他是在一个宣教的时候
Goes to his church on Sunday.
And 他就在他的这个教会里面。
He's greeted by an usher he hasn't met.
And 他就回来的时候呢，回答自己的教会，他都不认识他会众了。
He says, "Welcome. Are you here? Is this your first time? You're in for a treat today because our pastor is coming back and preaching a powerful message."
And 这个在外面的就跟他说，哦，你是第一次来的吗？你今天都应该要听到牧师会有很强力的这个信息。
And he goes, "I bet it's really good. Looking forward to it."
那个牧师说啊，我相信应该是很。
Wouldn't you like to go on a little missions trip and then come back 3 weeks later and the place is so filled that they've trained? Not only have people gotten saved, they've gotten now they're ushers and they don't even recognize you.
你可以想象是说你已经在外面，只不过是宣教三个礼拜，你回来的时候，不止你的会众增加了。你现在那些会众都还是在已经开始在做为这个教会做事了。
It's so out of control now that he doesn't even know how many people he has in his church.
And 现在他甚至都不知道他到底他的教会会众有多少人。
Maybe 6,000 or maybe 10,000 or more.
And 不可能是6,000人，可能是10,000人，可能更多。
But it happened like this.
那就是这样发生。
You have a guy who's anointed for business. Now understands he's anointed for business.
职场有更高。
And his business was selling vegetables.
Selling what? I'm sorry.
Vegetables.
Okay. 他有一个人呢，他是在卖蔬菜的。
He had a vegetable truck.
And 就他是蔬菜呢，是放在车上来卖的。
Is that clock correct? Is it? Am I following?
That clock is, yeah, should be right. Yeah.
So it's 3. So I get to go all the way till it's quarter till four.
Yes.
Quarter four. Oh, okay. Good. Doing good. Okay. So, I'm still on my intro. Okay, so I haven't gotten my message yet. So, he has a vegetable cart.
And 他的是有蔬菜的这个卡车。
And, you know, and then he understands that now he's anointed for business and he's got to pray for people.
And 所以他已经了解到说他必须要来为人祷告。
So this vegetable, I mean, he is route, he goes out into remote areas.
所以呢他就到了一些偏远的地方。
And at one of the stops, he prays for somebody.
And 在其中一个呢，他就为了一个人祷告。
Sells him some vegetables and moves on.
And 卖他一些蔬菜，然后他就继续走了。
Comes back the next time, and that guy has brought five friends who I wants them all to pray for him because he'd been healed.
And 那下一次他到的时候呢，这个人呢带了五个的朋友，因为他们也想要被祷告。
So he prays for him.
所以他就帮他这个五个朋友祷告。
And sells vegetables and goes on.
And then 帮他卖了一些蔬菜，然后继续走了。
The next time it's 20 people.
那下一次他回来的时候就20个人。
And then 50.
那五十个人。
Then he goes to Brian.
那他就去 Pastor Brian 那。
Says Pastor Brian.
他说 Pastor Brian.
I need you to come to lead them to the Lord and bring them to the church.
我需要你的帮忙，我们要。带他们信主。
And Brian says, "I'm not going."
And Brian 说我不去。
I'm not their pastor.
我又不是他的牧师。
You're the pastor.
你就是牧师啊。
You already healed them.
那你已经帮助他们，已经医治他们。
Preach the gospel, get them saved.
And 那你就让他们传福音。
Oh, okay. And he lays hands on them and sends them out to do that.
就按着帮他们祷告，就让他走了。
So that's what he does.
And 他就这样子做了。
So now he shows up.
And 那现在来了。
It's like 100 people there.
And 就有100的人在。
They've got it all organized to sell his vegetables.
所以他在这边呢卖他的蔬菜。
They want to hear the message from him.
然后他在左边呢就开始在传。
They want him to pray for people.
And 他就让他们帮他为他们祷告。
And you know they got a little umbrella and they've got some lemonade, you know, to treat him well.
And 就用一些雨伞，有些准帮他们准备一些饮料。
And that's what it's like on every one of his stops.
And 那不管在他在哪一个地方呢，都是这样子。
Because he understands he's a minister.
因为他了解他是在他也是一个祭司。
And he's pastoring lost sheep.
那他也在牧养一些人。
And he prays for them.
他也帮这些人。
And when they receive a miracle,
and 那他们看到了神迹呢？
They're not lost anymore.
那他们呢就不再迷惘了。
And that's happening all over.
那就这个是在到处看到。
Explosive growth.
就我们有很大的。
2008.
从2008年开始。
At 2008.Pastor Brian, you've got to understand, put yourself in his shoes.
你要来想要2008年，你就想要你现在如果是 Pastor Brian 的话。
He was a missionary called of God.
And 他是一个宣教士。
And he sacrificed everything to go to Thailand.
And 他放下了所有的事就到了泰国去宣教。
That's not easy.
And 这并不容易。
Pouring his life out.
And 他就把他所有的放下。
Serving the people.
他为了这些。
And praising God for the results.
And 来宣扬神的国。
But he only had 42 members.
但是呢他只有42个信徒。
God, I'm grateful for it. It's 42 precious people that you died for.
但是他对这42个会众来感谢。
But Lord, I know there's more.
但是呢神我知道那个有更多。
And he was about to quit.
And 他就差不多就准备了不要了就不做了。
And then somebody said, "Okay, before you quit, you're going to go to Argentina."
And 那有些人就说了，你在放弃之前呢，你要去这个阿根廷。
And he suddenly saw it through a different perspective.
And 他突然呢，他有全新的看见。
Yes, there is more.
啊，是的，那有更多。
And all of this has been leading up for this explosive growth that we're going to see.
And 这些呢，我之前所做的呢，就是要来为以后的转化来做预备。
Why not here?
为什么不是现在在这里呢
？Why not with Ark Baptist Church？
为什么不是从方舟浸信教会开始呢
？Why not an explosive move of God's Spirit？
那为什么我们在这边不能看到神极大的动工呢
？Why not miracles, signs, and wonders？
那为什么我们在这边不能够看到神迹奇事呢
？Why not impossible things happening？
那为什么我们在这边看到不可能的事情来发生了呢
？Jesus wants to do it。
你知道耶稣要想要做这些
Jesus died for it.
因为耶稣呢为了这个来死
Why not come in here and this place is packed out because the hungry are coming and bringing their sick because they want them healed.
为什么我们能看到说这个地方都满了人因为这些人需要来得医治
The broken family is coming because they see something's different.
那破碎的家庭来到这边，是因为他们看到这边有什么不一样的地方。
Why not all of you anointed？
那为什么我们每一个人都能得到恩膏
？And in your place in the marketplace？
那在你们每一个人的职场上
，The presence of God coming，
你们每一个人都有神的同在
，And just bringing the lost to you and them getting saved。
And 这些世上的人呢，你们都能够带到你这边，你就能够来领他们信主。
Why not？
为什么不呢
？Do you believe it？
你们相信吗？
Receive it.
你们得到吗？
I believe that is a word for you. Receive it, Ark Baptist Church.
哎，我相信这个就要你们就要来得到，你们就要从这个教会开始。
God wants to do something extraordinary through you.
神要在这边来做特别的工作。
And I believe what you look at right now.
我相信你们现在看到的
is like a sonogram.
Sonogram.
A sonogram.
What is that?
You know, a baby.
You have a baby, and you do a sonogram, and you see the baby. Yeah, okay.
This is what I see.
This is what I see.
I go, wow.
Wow.
This is a healthy baby.
Wow,
this is amazing. He's got arms.
He's
got fingers.
He's
got eyes. He's responding. Wow. Wow, but that sonogram, you can see that baby.
但是呢你可以看到超音波那个图像呢你可以看到那个婴儿。
But that's not the grown adult.
那但是呢这个婴儿只是一个婴儿他不是
老人。That baby's gonna come out and now's the time to push it out of the womb.
那那个婴儿呢最后就要生出来就要到世上。
See, I see all the elements here.
那我今天我已经看到了很多的所有需要的了。
But this is not, you are not meant to be a congregation of 100 people.
哎，你知道我们不应该只是一百人的会众。
This is just the preparation. It's the seed. But look inside the seed, you can see the tree. This congregation is meant to impact the world.
我们只不过是种子，然后我们到时候就会这个种子又长成树，那这些我们就能够来带来给世界带来震撼。
Do something right here in Silicon Valley.
我们就在湾区要必须来做事情。
The devil's moved all his demons to other places because he thinks this place is secure.
And 恶者呢就觉得说这个湾区是属他的。
And you say, oh, but you know, I'm just an immigrant. I mean, almost how many of you were not born here?
但是呢你就觉得说，哎呀，我可能只是一个移民。
Do you know? Okay, first of all, David welcomed you, but you know, America is we're just a country of immigrants.
And 你要知道美国就是一个移民的国家。
My parents just got here a little earlier.
我的祖先只是来美国早一点。
How many of you been to Monterey in any of the historical areas there?
有多少人去 Monterey?
You been to Cannery Row?
你有去那个
Okay, Monterey is like the oldest place in California next to San Diego. Okay, Monterey is like kind of the you see the Asians, the Chinese were there right from the beginning.
Monterey 呢其实在是一个很古老的城市你可以看到那时候有很多的亚洲人也在那边。
You helped build San Francisco.
And 这些亚洲人呢来帮助了把这个旧金山带起来。
You have a history in this state. You have a right to be here.
And 亚洲人呢尤其中国人呢在美国是有权利。
Do you know that an immigrant is four times more likely to become, to become a millionaire than a natural born citizen?
你知道吗移民呢是
Did you know that?You didn't know that? Oh, Google it.
你能够来
I Googled it last night because I didn't want to say and then you know one of these homeschoolers comes up and say that's not right. Three to four times. Some say four. An immigrant is far more likely to become a millionaire and to succeed than someone who's naturally born here.
移民呢是有更多的机会三四倍的机会呢来变成百万富翁。
I was sharing the story about Brian Burton. He was not the most likely guy to succeed in Thailand.
我刚刚呢提到 Pastor Brian 的故事呢他并不是一个应该很容易在泰国成功的人。
But God doesn't call the most likely people.
但是呢神不会叫那些最有可能的人。
God's God and he has an attitude about it.
那神呢有另外一个特别的计划。
I mean, sometimes he does stuff and he doesn't bother to consult us.
那他就做他要做的事情他也不一定来问我们了。
Well, God has called Ark Baptist Church.
那神呢就是来呼召方舟进行教会。
And he says, you're hungry for the Lord.
说你们对神渴慕。
You're hungry for my spirit.
你对我的灵渴慕。
And the world might say it's an unlikely place.
And 这些世界上可能说这个不可能是
一个地方。I've chosen you for such a time as this.
但是呢神就说我已经来拣选你们。
And I believe the skills that you've learned just surviving here.
And 你们所学到的呢这只是好像在存活的这些所学到的技能。
That now the Lord is going to anoint those in a whole new and fresh way.
那但是呢神要让你们来有全新的发现。
to do something that's going to shift the atmosphere over the entire area. Amen.
我们来做，要做，要来转，改变这整个湾区的属灵空气。
No, it's not just you, so don't feel like, you know, you're the Messiah or something.
不止就是你而已。
But then on the other hand,
另外一方面，
you've got to own it.
但是呢，你必须要拥有它。
You've got to say, we're going to go for it. This isn't just somebody else. This is what the Lord has spoken to us.
我们要说我们每一个人都要出去，不是别人。
Amen.
Amen.
And folks, we're seeing it.
我们现在看到了。
That's why I asked your pastor to hand out these flyers.
那这个就是我们为什么要希望你们每一个人都有这个明信片。
We moved our global conference that was in, for the first 18 years in Argentina.
我们 的转化呢是前面18年都是在阿根廷。
And then for the last 6 years it was in Hawaii.
And 过去六年呢是在夏威夷。
Last year the Lord said, bring that conference here to the Bay Area.
去年呢神要我们把这个转化的特会带到湾区，因为他说这个现在这个时候就是湾区的时候。And
give the best you have.
就让你们竭尽所能。
And so that's our best. That's what we did.
And 这就是我们所做的。
And with fear and trepidation.
And 我们其实那时候很惶恐。
We're convening the whole world to transformation, to a conference on transformation of nations.
And 我们那时候在教导全世界要怎么样来转化。
To Silicon Valley?
在湾区这矽谷的地方。
I mean, you know, this isn't the Bible Belt, you know?
这不是我们的常常有很多的很近前的地方。
But God is showing up.
那但是呢神就动工了。
The conference was incredible.
And 这个特会呢是一个。
And now as we're seeking the Lord.
那我们呢就来开始了。
I believe that last year was really a watershed year.
And 我相信呢这个去年呢是一个很特别的一年。
And now we're seeing a movement come together like we've never seen before.
我们就现在人家看到这个运动已经开始了。
We've never seen it before in the Bay Area.
我们在湾区之前从来没看到的。
But we know what we're talking about.
但是我知道我们在干什么。
I mean,Dave Thompson, I mean, he's the grand poobah of transformation. I mean, he was in Argentina when nothing was happening and saw a city transformed.
就像 Dave 那时候呢，在阿根廷看到整个城市呢就转变了。
What we've seen happen in different places all over the world is beginning to happen here.
我们在世界各地看到的这些转化的那个例子呢，我们现在在湾区也开始看到了。
So in October, we're going to have.Our global conference here for the second year here in the Bay Area.
所以今年十月呢，我们会在第二次的特会就在这里，也是全球转化特
会。We're inviting the whole world.
And 我们呢，像我们邀请全世界过来。
And we're inviting the whole all of California and all of the Bay Area.
And 我们当然是来邀请整个湾区整个加州。
And leading up to that, we have a monthly gathering.
And 之后呢，我们有每一个月都有聚会。
The first Monday of each month.
And 每一个月的第一个礼拜一。
The next one is Monday, April 4th.
And 下一个场呢是四月八号。
And the first Monday of this month, we just had it. It's at the Iranian Christian Church.
And 我们呢上个就是在三月的时候呢是在一个伊朗的教会。
In Sunnyvale, just down the street from here.
就在 Sunnyvale 而已。
And in fact, if you go to our website, transformourworld.org, you can watch the meeting right there. We videotaped the whole thing.
那你如果是在我们网站呢，你可以看到我们的那个聚会的状况。
But the Iranian Christian Church is the largest Muslim convert church in the nation.
And 这个教会呢是最大的这
right here in the Bay Area.
就在
sin abounds, grace overflows.
但是你可以看到这个神的恩典在他们身上。
Go and watch the video and you'll see Pastor Camille give a salvation invitation and you'll see a Muslim man receive the Lord. It was so beautiful.
你可以到那个网站你可以看到说那他们在呼召的时候呢就有回教徒来接受主。
Now's the time.
现在就是这个时候了。
There's a movement coming together.
我们现在也看到很多的运动。
You're not the only ones.
你们并不是只有孤独的。
Like I'm telling so many others, you're a critical part of the team that the Lord's putting together.
但是你们要相信你们是每一个人都很重要。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, Now let me get to my message. The five pivotal paradigms for nation transformation. So if you open your... This is the wrong PowerPoint.
There's a wrong one.
This is Dave's PowerPoint. I sent the one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Matthew 28, the Great Commission, okay? Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, okay?
就在 马太福音28章的时候，就是说这个就是大使命，要使万民做我的门徒。
Okay, so there's five pivotal paradigms for transformation.
And 这有五个特别的关键的思维模式。
And we call these paradigms because they influence how you look at the scriptures.
And 这个呢就开始来就想说你们要怎么样来影响你们怎么样来看这个经文。
And how we understand what has been called the Great Commission.
那这个影响到你们要怎么样来看待这个大使命。
So the Great Commission, Matthew 28:18-20, says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations."
那马太福音二十八章十八节到二十节是说啊，让万国做我的门徒。
Now, Dr. Ed Silvoso said something the other day that Dave touched on.
And Dr. Ed Silvoso 呢，刚有提到
that I thought was so profound.
那我觉得真是很重要。
He says, "We call it the Great Commission."
And 我们就讲到叫那个叫大使命。
But maybe a better name would be the Great Partnership.
And 但是呢，比较正确的呢，应该是我们来一起来成功。
Commission is God tells us to do it.
And 大使命是说神叫我们去做。
But it's really all about God being with us.
但是呢，是应该，但真的是这个神要与我们同工。
And partnering with us.
跟我们一起做。
You see, God has a plan to transform nations.
啊，你看神呢有这个计划呢，是来转化这个国家。
We believe in God,
我们相信神。
But do you realize God believes in us?
但是你知道神也相信我们。
And He wants to partner with us.
And 他要与我们同工。
And that's why He's saying, now go and disciple nations.
所以呢，他就说使万国做我的门徒。
And we need to shift our understanding of what that means.
但是呢，我们要把我们的想法转变。
The Great Partnership is not just about discipling individuals.
我们的大使命呢，不是只是要来做个人的门徒。
It's about actually changing the nation.
是要来转变国家。
Discipling the nation.
是做使万国做我们的门，做主的门徒。
So that means we think of churches as called to reach individuals, disciple them so they can reach other individuals.
我们常常想到教会呢，只是来让这个每一个人做门徒。
That's wonderful and that's important.
这是很重要，但是。
But it's about something so much bigger than that.
但是有更大的。
See, so your call, Pastor Joe's son, is not to pastor Ark Baptist Church.
And 就像孙牧师，你不只是要来服侍这个方舟基金教会。
You're called to pastor San Jose and Milpitas.
And 你的护照呢是要来牧养San Jose跟这个 Milpitas.
You see how our paradigm needs to shift.
你要知道，我们现在想法要改变吗
？And you don't come to church to be pastored.
你不是到这个教会来做被服侍
？No, we all need to be pastored.
当然，每一个人都必须要被服侍。
We all need to be picked up and cleaned up, and sometimes you know bawled out stuff like that.
我们常常必须要被整顿。
But you need to realize I am a pastor.
但是你要知道，说我自己也是一个牧师。
And come to church to be discipled.
我来到教会的时候呢，是被做门徒。
Because together we're called to pastor the whole city.
因为我们要出去来使这个城市做我们做成的门徒。
Young people, this means you're not just called to reach individuals in your school.
所以呢，对于年轻人，不只是你要来对你的同学来传福音。
You're called to transform the school.
那你要来转化这整个学校。
Even if it's a homeschool, amen?
不只是这样，甚至是在这个家庭教育。
So it's not just about individuals, it's about nations.
所以呢，不只是要个人，是在这个国家。
God has entrusted us, His body.
那神呢，已经把这些事情交给我们了。
To transform all of Silicon Valley.
是把整个湾区转化。
So, the next paradigm.
那第二个思维模式呢？
Is that if we're going to disciple a nation,
and 如果说呢，我们要使万国做主的门徒
，we have to understand what the heart of the nation is.
那我们必须要知道说，在我们这个国家最主要是什么地方
？And the marketplace is the heart of the nation.
And 职场呢是一个很重要的地方。
And we need to understand that the marketplace has already been redeemed.
所以呢，我们要了解，就是说职场已经被主救赎了。
So our job is to go reclaim it.
我们现在呢，却要把它夺回来。
What does this mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
You can see this in Luke 19 verse 10.
And 在路加福音十九章。
The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost.
And 那人子来为了要寻找
Not just those,
不只是他们。
But that,
就是那些失丧的人。
What was lost in the garden?
那我们在伊甸园到底什么丧失的呢？
Man's relationship with his father.
And 就是人跟神的关系。
Man's relationship with God, you know, we were lost.
And 我们人跟神的关系已经丧失了。
But what else was lost?
那大家有什么东西也丧失了呢？
Man's relationship with one another.
And 就是人跟另外一个人的关系也丧失了。
Okay, but what else was lost?
那还有什么东西是
Man's relationship with creation.
那的人跟被创造的物的以及也的的关系也丧失了。
You see what a monumental theological error we've made.
但是你就知道这个是多致命的错误。
Because when we think of Jesus dying so often,
但我们常常会想到耶稣为我们受死。
We fervently believe that he died to save the lost people.
And 我们就一直在觉得，就是说，耶稣的死是为了
那些失丧的人。
那但是我们是要来找回这些失丧的人。
Even hard cases.
然后这不只是我们
loved ones who you know years and years and years they don't want to listen to the gospel.
我们所爱的人呢，常常在很多年都不相信神福音。
Fervently, consistently, why? Because Jesus died for them.
我们呢要常常为他们祷告，因为神为他们而死。
But a businessman and his business is failing.
And 但是呢，那些商人，那些人
comes to us.
那些商人呢
，and we'll pray for God to heal his business.
And 到我们这边
once, twice.
And 不只有一次两次。
But after that,
但是呢
，oh well, it happens.
Wow, 那常常
too bad.
这个
too bad for you.
不只是这很不幸就是这样子。
But we need to understand the same blood that died to save you, that was shed to save you.
我们必须要了解说，耶稣不只是为我们而死。
Was already shed to save the entire city.
And 耶稣的死呢，也是为了这整个的城市。
To save every business.
And 去拯救整个。
To save the government.
是拯救每一个政府。
To transform every industry.
And 要转化每一个工业。
Where the Lord really spoke to me about this in my heart,
and 神就特别来跟我讲
was with the city of San Francisco.
And 特别就说这个这个旧金山呢是特别。
San Francisco is a hard city.
旧金山呢是一个很难的。
And if you go up there, and particularly when I was relating with the pastors there,
and 尤其是我跟他们那些在旧金山的牧师交通的时候
every day they're being oppressed, persecuted.
每一天都很困难。
Really overtly and also just in the spiritual realm, but it overtly gets very nasty.
每一天都很困难，也在属灵上也都很困难。
One of the things that you just learn to live with as a pastor is having people protesting your church regularly. Anytime you make any stand, that's just part of life in San Francisco. It's changing a little, but it was.
每天都有人因为你在你的教会
，very hostile spiritual climate.
这是一个很对这个。
And being an intercessor, I was researching the history of San Francisco.
那我呢就来看旧金山的历史。
You know, you think it's bad now.
那你觉得那现在很糟糕？
You go back.
那你往后看。
And it's always been bad.
And 旧金山一直都很糟糕。
You know, the gold rush, prostitution, violence, it's at the root of the city.
那在淘金有很多的娼妓这些事情。
And to be honest, I thought when revival came,
and 我想说这个如果复兴来到了
，I mean there'd probably be an earthquake in San Francisco just go into the city, into the ocean.
And 可能整个地震这个旧金山都不见了。
But then the Lord really challenged me on this.
但是呢神就挑战我。
He says no.
他说不是的。
Jesus died.
他说
the same blood that saved you.
他为了我死。
Died to save the city of San Francisco.
也为了旧金山的人死。
And you think you're so holy, Ted? You weren't so holy when I saved you. It was all by grace.
And 你们不要每一个人都觉得我那时候都很圣洁，因为
I love the city of San Francisco.
我每一个人都是罪人，所以
And I died for it, and I sent my son for it.
And 耶稣说呢，我爱这个旧金山，而且呢，我让我的爱子
And I had to repent of my hopelessness.
And 我就对神
So that I could believe for revival.
对，因为我说我相信他们会复兴。
And then the Lord began to show me it through a different perspective.
And 那神就让我有不同的看见。
You know, I had thought the moral conscience of San Francisco is just severed, just dead.
那我以为呢，在这个在旧金山的属灵空气就是死的。
And he says, no, there's still something there, a smoldering wick I will not snuff out.
他说不是的，那个虽然说是好像不是很大，但是还是在那里。
San Francisco was designed to be a city of refuge.
那这 San Francisco 是一个避难的城市。
They're a mercy city.
那这个是一个有恩慈的城市。
They receive those that everyone else has rejected.
那他们呢，旧金山呢是啊，很多人都来到这边，那其他人都不愿意收留的。
And then I saw, oh, okay, so they're acting in all these toxic ways.
And 就好像这些有很毒的毒害的东西。
But there's a gift there.
那但是呢，这个神有这个特别的礼物在那边。
I mean, think of people who have the gift of mercy. King David was a person who had a tremendous gift of mercy.
你就想说，在历史上，有很多的都有恩慈的人，像大卫王。
What were his weaknesses?
那他有一些缺点。
He was a violent man, and he had a problem with sexual purity.
但是他是一个很残暴的人。
He was a philanderer.
而且他在信上也有一些问题。
But David is one of the heroes of the faith.
但是呢，他也在在很忠心。
Receive a revelation of this.
所以呢，你要来听到。
When the Lord showed me that He had died for San Francisco,
那神呢就让我看到，他也为了旧金山。
It gave me a love.A deep love, and it gave me a faith to believe that God can transform that city.
那他就让我知道说，神也能够来转化旧金山。
God died to save nations, to redeem the marketplace.
And 神呢，为了要去把这个职场救回来。
We don't have to redeem it.
我们不需要去救福。
We just have to believe, and then we reclaim it.
我们只要相信，我们就把它夺回来。
Amen.
Amen.
The next paradigm is that you need to understand that every Christian is a minister.
And 你要知道说每一个基督徒呢都是神的牧者。
Remember this book, Anointed for Business?
And 你要知道这本书就是职场恩膏。
The vegetable seller?
And 刚刚我们要讲的卖蔬菜的小贩。
He's a minister.
他呢就是一个牧者。
He wasn't initially in, you know, pulpit ministry.
他不是虽然不是全时间的。
He hadn't gone to a seminary.
他也从来没有到神学院。
But he had been called, trained, and anointed by God.
但是呢，他被神呼召，而且他被神训练。
So, all of you, all Christians are in full-time ministry.
所以呢，我们每一个人都是全时间的牧者。
And your labor is worship.
And 你的工作就是你的敬拜。
I have a young college kid who I'm discipling.
And 我有一个我在训练一个门徒。
And he's starting to understand this.
And 他开始
And he works at Costco.
他在 Costco 那边。
So they have great bargains at Costco.
And Costco 供应还算便宜。
I mean, it costs a lot to save money at Costco, right? You say you can buy these things for really cheap, but you got to buy, you know, so great of them.
单价都很便宜，但是你要买很多。
The worst thing you see, your wife came home, I saved so much money at Costco. Oh no.
我以为我们省了很多钱，但是。
Anyways.But the spiritual atmosphere at Costco is not very positive. And he works there.
在 Costco 里面属灵空气并不好。
And we were praying together and God just showed up.
And 我们就为了 Costco 在祷告的时候。
And he had been transformed.
And 神就出现了。
And he goes on to his shift.
那他就开始进去。
And he's filled with faith.
And 他就满有恩典。
And he's praying.
他就在开始祷告
just, you know, quietly, you know, not, I mean, well, probably not as quietly as he should have, but quietly so he didn't get fired, you know.
所以呢，他就在里面默默的祷告。
And the spiritual climate just changed.
And 那属灵空气开始改变了。
And then he started seeing in the spirit and getting, you know, words of blessing for his co-workers.
那所以呢，他就开始呢，为了他的同事来开始祷告。
So he'd go up to him and say, you know, this might sound a little weird.
然后他到他同事说：“这可能有点奇怪。”
But the Lord's showing me something for you.
但是神跟我讲说
：“Do you want to know what it is?”
你想要知道那是什么吗
？Yeah, sure.
那同事就觉得呀，当然。
And then he'd give them the word.
他就跟他讲
：“Says I see this crown over you, and they're in tears.”
And then 他就跟他讲说：“神给你戴冠冕。”
Praise over everybody in his section in Costco, all his coworkers.
and 所以呢，他的所有的同事
and they're all, you know, touched by God, feeling His presence and tears, you know. He brought the kingdom of God to Costco.
但那些同事都感觉到神的同在。
So as a wise older man,
所以呢，就像这样。
I said, congratulations, you're understanding prayer evangelism. Go for it.
所以呢，你就懂得怎么样叫祷告宣教。
But you also need to understand that you're anointed for business.
但是你必须要知道，你有在职场上面恩高。
And you had better be the best employee in Costco so they don't fire you. Because if you run around preaching the gospel and yet you're lazy and you're not sweeping the floor the way you're supposed to, what do you have to show?
那但是呢，你必须要在 Costco 做一个最好的雇员，因为你如果你不是的话呢，你没有办法代表神。
But if he understands that his labor is worship,
但是他了解他的工作就是敬拜。
And whatever job he's doing there.
那不管他做什么
He's not doing that job.
他不只是做
什么 He's worshiping the Lord.
他是在神的敬拜
He's bringing the presence of God in.
他就把神带到
He's stacking and blessing these things that they're going to sell.
他在就在为这些货物来祝福
God's presence is going to be upon him.
那神就会与他同在
He's going to be the best employee.
他就会在这边是做最好的雇员
And God's going to make him different than everybody else.
神要让他跟每一个人都不一样
You are called and you are anointed for business wherever you're at.
那你呢？就是你就会在职场上面的恩高。
Are you an engineer?
啊，你是个工程师吗
？God wants to anoint you as an anointed engineer.
And 神就要祝福你。
Do you know when you get in that zone and you're just trying to solve a problem?
And 你就在
talking to one engineer who had just read this book.
And 我就看到，我刚刚有跟一个工程师讨论到。
He had such a big smile on his face.
那他就很高兴。
He says, "I finally understand."
那我终于了解了。
He says, "Before, when I was solving a problem."
我之前呢，我在解决问题的时候。
I was so into it.
我就说这专注的在。
I didn't care about anything else.
我都不管其他。
I don't even care about eating.
那我甚至不管想要吃饭。
Solving the problem.
我只想要把问题解决。
He says, "I felt guilty. I felt I wasn't being spiritual."
那我觉得说啊，这好像我并不属灵。
But now I understand.
但是我现在了解了。
God has called me to do that.
那神要我做这
个。And I'm worshiping.Him.
啊，我现在呢正在。
And that joy I feel is His presence.
啊，我就开始来来
有
他
同在。Oh, receive it, receive it.
我就开始来感觉到他的同在。
And after pastor is done with this book, borrow it so you can read it or buy your own copy.
And 你可以你来看这职场。
You'll read stories in there.
你就可以在里面有很多的故事。
Of an accountant.
And 是有一个。
Examining the books.
啊，就在开始在算账。
Feeling something's wrong, but not knowing what's there.
那他就觉得怪怪的，但是不知道怎
么样。Praying and crying out to God.
那他就跟神祷告。
And receiving an insight in prayer, a word of knowledge.
And 他就神就好像有告诉他一些事情。
But not a spiritual word of knowledge.
但是呢，这不是个属灵上面的东西。
An accounting word of knowledge.
那个是按会计上面的。
Just like Joseph.
就跟好像就是。
Or Daniel.
或者是但以理。
Goes to the CEO.
那就到了这个。
It says this merger we're about to make,
and 就说我们要开始跟另外一个。
There's something wrong about it.
那我们就是。
I don't feel good.
我不知道怎么样。
I have information from a very high source.
那我这有从了上面知道一些讯息。
And the boss says, "Well, who'd you get it from?"
啊，那这个。
I'd rather not divulge my source.
哎，他说我不想跟你讲，我去写来。
He pushes her and pushes her.
那大家就知道他一直
在说。Okay, God told me.
他说好了，神跟我讲。
He's like, what?
啊
？You want to stop this merger because God told you?
你要把这个我们要买这个公司，因为神跟神讲。
XXX in here, examining there. If I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
他就说你就来看这个地方。如果说
they were done with all the due diligence, he calls his team back and says, look right here.
And 他就开始来算，他就把
这个算明白。They come back and say they were cooking the books. We would have never found it. There's no way we could have ever found it unless we knew where to look. We're out of this deal.
And 他们就发现说，另外一家公司呢在做假账。
Save them from tremendous disaster.
And 让他们这公司呢，就要不然要干嘛呢
？The CEO meets with her again.
And 这个 CEO 就把这个
She says, "So God talks to you, huh?"
And 他就说神跟你讲哈。
Well, yeah.
他说是啊。
Is he telling you anything about me?
那CEO说你有谁有没有跟你讲我
？You see, you
关于我的事情。
You are in ministry.
你要知道你现在是有神的路的。
Your labor is worship.
你的工作就是你的敬拜。
God wants to partner with you.
神要与你同工。
And when you partner with him,
那你要与神同工的时候
，It's super fun.
那就很有趣了。
How hard do you think it was for that accountant to lead that president, that CEO to the Lord.
那你觉得那个会计能够很应该很容易的把
这个投资的老板 It's so simple because it had been demonstrated.
让他能够来来相信神呢
So that's paradigm number three. And see, it's biblical. Whatever, oh, it's biblical. Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men. Your labor is worship.
不论做什么都要重新就像给主做的不是给人做的。
Hey, you guys want an example of this? Do you know that Stephen Curry, read his Wikipedia article, Wikipedia, he is an on fire, outspoken, born again, spirit-filled believer.
我们的篮球明星呢他也是一个他也是信神的人。
It's obvious, right? He is anointed to shoot. I mean, 40 feet out. Hallelujah.
他是很好的三分球的这个射手。
Moving on. Paradigm number four that needs to shift.
第四个思维。
Is that we need to understand.
我们要了解到。
We are called to take the kingdom of God to where the gates of hell are, or where the kingdom of darkness is still entrenched.
我们是要把神的国度带到黑暗掌权的地方。
And when we do that, Christ will build his church.
那我们做那个时候呢，耶稣就会建立到他的教会。
The old paradigm.
那旧的思想。
Is that I've got to reach individuals.
那我就想，我每一个人都每一个。
No, it's not enough just to reach them.
那不只是一个。
We've got to disciple them.
但是不只要到他们，还要让他做门徒。
What's one of the first things we do when we disciple someone?
那我们第一件事情做什么呢
？Your friends are going to pull you back into that old lifestyle.
And 你的朋友呢就把你拉回来。
So we pull them out and try to get them away from their friends.
And 他就把这些人拉回来。
If we succeed,
如果我们成功了
about 2 years later, they're solid, they're not tempted anymore.
And 如果这个人两年以后
they don't have any friends,
已经是一个很好的
朋友了。And then we go tell them to evangelize.
And 他可能就跟他其他
朋友。Nobody wants to talk to him. You see, that's our paradigm because we're thinking about building a structure to disciple individuals.
我们的旧的思维模式就是想说，我们要来
we're trying to,
来对这每一个个人。
We're trying to build the church.
那我们呢是要建立他的教会。
It's limited and it's kind of a burden.
这个是有限制性的。
But let me tell you a different paradigm.
但是我要跟你讲另外一个思维模式。
Find where the problems are in your city.
那你就看到，你就去找这个城市有什么问题。
Where are the problems in your city?
这个城市有什么问题吗
？Local schools.
那就是、
your business.
学校。
Bring the kingdom of God there.
不管是学校或者是市场，你到了，你把这个神国带过去，
那帮他解决问题。Problem,
你帮他解决问题的时候
，When you solve that problem, Christ will build His church.
那你问他们解决问题的时候，神就在那边建立他的教会。
Just like I told you about with the vegetable guy.
那就像我刚刚跟你们讲的那个卖菜的贩子。
He brought the kingdom of God.
他把神的国
out to the people
带到人那边
where the hurting were.
那那些人呢
He was bringing vegetables to those who didn't have vegetables.
And 他们因为那边人需要一些那个蔬菜。
And he was healing the sick who needed to be healed.
那他在那边呢就能够来为那些人祷告。
And when you do that,
医病。
The kingdom of God comes, you solve the problem, his presence manifests, and you know what? Jesus is faithful to his word.
那你呢帮他们解决他们的问题的时候呢神就来动工。
After 20 years, he had 42 members.
And that Pastor Brian 在20年还是只有42个会
众。A little bit over 7 years later.
那七年之后呢
？He goes from 42 to 10,000 plus.
And 他的会众呢，就从42个人变成超过1万人。
Amen.
Amen.
We've got to change change our paradigms.
我们要来改变我们的思维模式。
We've got to love the city.
我们必须要来爱我们这个城市。
We've got to care for the city.
我们必须要来关心我们的城市。
You're called to pastor, all of you together, pastor the lost city.
那你要来这些，也要来服侍这些城市。
And have our eyes open.
那我们必须要打开我们的眼睛。
It's not just the down and out who are hurting.
那不只是那些可怜的人。
You heard about gun school in Palo Alto?
有人知道 gun school in Palo Alto 吗
？Gun high in Palo Alto. Okay, these are the students of all of the. These are the children of all the. I mean, Stanford. I mean, these are smart people. You know, I mean, you go talk to those people. Oh, by the way, Susan Richards, Dr. Susan Richards is a Stanford medical doctor.Who is born again, spirit filled, and has an incredible anointing to heal people, physically heal people, right out of Stanford. Okay.
在 Stanford 有一个
Come on the Monday night.
有个 doctor, 他也是信信靠神的。
But all these children of these elite, super smart people.
那这些这些小孩子呢，虽然都很聪明。
And Gandhi has an off the charts epidemic of suicide.
那干高中呢是有很高很高的自杀率。
Tremendous hopelessness.
那有很多的绝望在那边。
Let's bring the kingdom of God there.
那我们要把神的国度带过去。
Why can't that high school be transformed?
为什么那个高中不能够被转化？
Be transformed the way we're seeing Andrew High, the way we're seeing Valley Christian transform.
那像 Valley Christian 的高中呢，也被转化了。
We need to see where are the gates of hell? Where is darkness entrenched in the city?
我们要知道说黑暗掌权的地方在哪里。
God has anointed you with the presence of God.
神已经来恩膏你们了。
And now paradigm number five.
那第五个思维模式呢？
And we're into overtime, but I'm wrapping up my message here. Don't look at the clock. Oh man. Okay. I'm wrapping up. Okay. Paradigm number five.
第五个思维模式。
Bring it all together.
把全部放在一起。
Is it nation transformation?
那国家的转化。
The Great Commission, the Great Partnership,
那这个大的同工
is all about transforming nations.
就是要来转化一个国家。
Nation transformation has to be tangible.
那这个国家转化呢必须要实质上的。
The premier spiritual indicator.
那有一些呢在Spiritual indicator.
The premier spiritual indicator of transformation taking place.
在这个属灵上面呢的一个指标
is about people getting born again, getting saved.
那就是有人重新得救。
Amen. We want to see the lost saved.
我们要看到世上的人来得救。
But it's not enough for the lost to get saved and for churches to grow in incredible ways.
但是呢，不只是这些世上的人得救。
We've got to change the system.
但是呢，我们要把这个整个的系统来转化。
Eliminate systemic poverty.
那来铲除贫穷，系统性的贫穷。
That's when we'll know transformation has taken place.
那这个就是我们知道了，那整个国家的转化的开始。
Amen. So to summarize.
那我们要开始总结。
Very quickly, and then I'm going to close this session.
我们就要来总结这个今天的。
God is calling Ark Baptist Church.
And 神来呼召这个方舟基金教会。
How many of you like your church?
有多少人喜欢
？You don't like your, yeah. You better raise your hand because the pastor's looking. Okay. Yeah, I can tell it. You guys like your church.
Yeah, 我们很爱我们的教会。
You guys like each other.
And 我们很爱每一个人。
I can see that. Okay.
我可以看到了。
That's something very powerful.
那是很重要的。
There's something special here.
And 这个是很特别的。
The Lord is calling you.
神就来呼召你们。
Not to just be a healthy, wonderful church.
那不只是呢，是一个很健康的教会。
Not even just to grow, so you become a mega church.
不是让你们这个教会呢长大而已。
Not even just to grow and become a mega church and plant other churches all over.
不只是让这个教会长大，而且到有职分堂。
All that is wonderful, and I believe that's in your future.
这些都很好，而且呢，我相信这个你们以后也会做到。
But I believe the Lord wants to do something.
那但是我相信神要做另外一件事情。
To really understand your destiny.
让你们知道你们的目标在哪里。
Understand who you are.
让我们了解我们每一个人是什么样子。
To embrace the Bay Area in a whole new way.
我们来看待湾区有不同的方法。
And to go out into every place that you're already planted.
就去你们每一个人的地方。
Into the business and the industries where you're at.
不管你是在职场或者在工业里面
，into the realm of friends that you have, or the schools, or the realm of friends, the network you have as homeschool kids.
不管是你的朋友或者你在你的学校
，the other folks already, the Lord, you know that as families you stand out. People are looking at you.
你知道说你们已经是不一样了，大家都在看着你。
And they want what you have.
他们想要你。
And families are so broken.
因为呢他们的已经很破碎了。
And if you can model something different,
如果呢你可以让他们看到不一样的地方。
They want what you have.
他们要你所拥有的。
And if you can go out and bring the kingdom of God to where the brokenness is,
如果呢, 你可以把神的国带到破碎的地方,
the Lord wants to do something.
那神就会来动工,
right here to change Silicon Valley.
就在这里我们来开始转变,
when we were in prayer the other day, Dr. Ed and myself,
and 我们那天, Dr. Ed 跟我在祷告的时候,
we prayed for about an hour and a half.
我们在祷告了差不多一个半小时,
the Lord,
and 我们在跟神讲话,
and then in like 2 minutes, he shows up.
And, 在两分钟以后神,
and he showed us Jesus is going to come to the Bay Area.
那神在两分钟的时候, 他让我们了解到说, 那个耶稣就会来到湾区。
As atheistic, as intellectual, as humanistic as this area looks,
and 虽然说湾区呢, 是很人文主义,
just look beneath the surface, and it's longing for the manifestation of the sons of God.
但是呢, 他们在底下呢, 是在渴慕神,
every business,
不管是每一个职场,
every school,
不管是哪一个学校,
every church,
不管哪一个教会,
every street,
不管哪一个街道,
every hospital,
不管哪一个医院,
every hotel,
不管哪一个旅馆,
so, go watch the video of Susan presenting. She has seen quadriplegics healed in the ICU units of some of the prestigious hospitals right here in Silicon Valley.
那他在这个加护病房呢, 就让这些人能够来恢复。
Entire ICU units cleared out.
那整个加护病房呢, 就整个全部清空。
Why not every hospital cleared out? Because God is just healing so many sick people.
那为什么这医院呢, 都已经没有病人, 因为神就来医治每一个人呢。
It happened in the Bible.
那在圣经里面曾经有什么?
It happened with Jesus.
那Jesus也做到过。
It happened with the apostles.
那使徒也有做过。
Why not here?
为什么不是在这里?
Why not?
为什么不?
I believe that's what God wants to do.
那我相信这是神要做的。
And he's calling you.
那神就来呼召你。
To partner with him.
那跟他一起同工,
all of us together,
我们一起来做,
to partner with him,
跟他一起同工,
to actually change the system, to change the entire spiritual climate of the Bay Area.
那就来改变整个系统, 来改变属灵的空气。
Amen?
Amen.
All right, so I want to close with that and just pray. Who wants to receive this?
那神有谁想要来接受?
I'll stand up. And I'm going to close in a prayer and then turn it over to Pastor Sun. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every person here. And I just call them blessed, Lord God. And called.
And 呼召,
Lord, minister to their hearts.
你就来为他们来在他们心中动工。
That each one of us can personally experience you.
And
know Jesus in a deeper way. And move and be filled with the Spirit in a new and fresh way.
那用来更新的,
that each family can experience transformation.
像每一个家庭呢, 都能够来,
that we can take it to every sphere of influence, every job, every school.
所以呢, 我可以带到我们的职场, 我们的学校, 我们所能够影响的地方。
And that we can see this go out till it changes the entire Silicon Valley.
所以我们这样子呢, 就是我们能看到整个湾区的改变, 整个湾区的转化。
In Jesus' name,
用奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.